Good afternoon, everybody. My name is John McKinney. With the help of Inhandiani, we decided that it was important for us to know the effects of land utilization on soil physical properties in White County, Illinois. In contrast to some areas that use different methods, the area that I am focusing on is more common to use heavy machinery instead of smaller domesticated animals as your source of power. This will influence the different amount of compaction and effect on the soils as compared to something smaller going across the land. The goal of soil management is to protect soil and enhance the performance of the land. In agriculture, land is utilized to increase profit. A lot of the practices that we use today is to cover more ground, to increase our efficiency of getting something done when we have so much to do. A lot of the times, some of the things in particular, conventional tillage, it saves time, it saves on the hassle and the worry of not getting good weed control with other methods. It prepares the seed bed, but this also decreases the carbon content of that soil. So it is, although it is effective in controlling weeds and preparing seed bed, it is very influential on the soil quality. Conventional tillage is where you prepare the seed bed through common cultivation of primary and secondary tillage. No-till is where you do not disturb the soil surface except where the seed will lay. Strip tillage is the tillage of a 6 to 8 inch area on either side of the seed. This reduces the overall surface area of the disturbed soil and reduces sheet erosion. It combines the soil drying and the warming benefits of conventional tillage, but the no-till side will prevent the erosion. Studying soil physical indicators can be used to predict efficiency of determining farming practices. The physical indicators, such as carbon content, is one of the best methods of the soil quality overall. This has been shown in other research and in ours. Intense cultivation without appropriate soil management results in organic matter degradation and soil compaction. Some of the management practices, such as intensive conventional till, will allow aerobic bacteria to begin to break down the carbon and the glues that hold all the soil together. That means that instead of having a strong structure to hold the soil particles apart, the aerobic bacteria break down those glues and let the soil particles fall closer together, therefore increasing your bulk density. No-till and strip-till systems exhibited an increased profit compared to conventional practices. For one, you're not going over it an extra time with equipment, spending that much more fuel, releasing that many more carbons into the air, increasing the global warming. Soil physical properties that we tested were bulk density, porosity, soil water holding capacity, soil water at field capacity. The objectives of this study: to evaluate the impact of farming systems on selected soil physical properties. We also wanted to determine the best means of crop production with the least soil degradation. We want to be able to produce crops efficiently and at high rates, but still preserve our soils so that they're here so we can have something sustainable in the future. Materials and methods. The study site was in Mill Shoals Township of White County, Illinois. The soil series was Patton. It is a silty clay loam and lays on a less than 2% slope. We pulled a sample from a forested area to know what the potential for this area had. This type of soil has the best it's ever going to be in a forested area. No-till of 20 years, a sod, conventional tillage with the application of a moldboard plow, and conventional tillage with the application of a ripper. Four disturbed soil samples were collected from each treatment. Four undisturbed soil samples were taken from each treatment at a depth of 0 to 7.5 and 7.5 to 15 centimeters. Undisturbed soil samples were used to analyze bulk density, porosity, water holding capacity, and field capacity. Disturbed soil samples were used to determine soil organic matter using loss of ignition method. Bulk density, porosity, and water holding capacity were figured on these terms. Statistical analysis was performed using Microsoft Excel 2007 by applying means of standard error. These properties, once again, are what we was looking at. Soil organic carbon, the forested site on the far right was by far the best. The no-till followed shortly behind, followed by sod, conventional till, and the conventional till ripped. No-till having the highest percent of soil organic carbon means that there is less degradation occurring here than there is in any other practice. It may not be a great way to do things, but it is the best way we have right now in this study. Bulk density of the conventional till moldboard plow was the highest out of anything tested. The forested soils, of course, had the best. The sod and the no-till, there was no comparable difference in the top 0 to 7.5 centimeters. In the second depth of 7.5 to 15 centimeters, no-till had a significant increase of bulk density compared to the top depth. This is partly due to the wet type of soil that Patton is. It is a very poorly drained soil and is subject to compaction below the surface. So, sod exhibited the best bulk density after forested, and both of the conventional tilled fields were comparably the same. Bulk density and porosity are indicators of soil compaction and aeration, and since they're directly correlated to one another, you can find the porosity from your bulk density. Both properties are important because they influence root growth and development. These qualities are sensitive due to soil management systems. What you do to the soil will indicate or cause it to react in a certain way. Results: soil water holding capacity is the maximum amount of water that the soil can hold. In the top depth of 0 to 7.5 centimeters, the no-till and the sod exhibited comparable water-holding abilities. The forested soils was by far the best, and although there is no comparable difference, no significant difference between them, there is a slight advantage. Conventional till, both of these fields performed comparably the same. Field capacity, which is the y-axis, and the management practice across the bottom. No-till had this, all of the fields exhibited the same type of pattern as the water holding capacity. For the second depth, it is still less, is decreased in all of them. In conclusion, agriculture use has a significant effect on soil properties such as bulk density. The lowest bulk density was found to be the forested site of 1.02 grams per centimeter cubed, and the highest bulk density was in the conventional tilled moldboard plowed field with a bulk density of 1.34 grams per centimeter cubed. This is at the top depth of 0 to 7.5 centimeters. The soil compaction was reduced by an average of 17% at the depth of 0 to 7.5 centimeters. The soil water holding capacity was degraded by approximately 26% due to farming applications. We compared that to the ideal of the forested condition. Some of my references. Thank you very much for your time. Are there any questions? Yes, sir.
How many soil samples did you take from each site?
Each site consisted of four soil undisturbed soil samples from 0 to 7.5 centimeters and four samples from 7.5 centimeters to 15 centimeters. The undisturbed soil samples, there was four samples pulled of disturbed per site at one depth, one overall depth. So there was 12 overall samples per environment. Yes, sir.
How difficult you find that kind of sample of those tails, the graphs?
Yes.
Because you have standard in that there, but that really needs some variation to see clearly. But you mentioned that this is better than that. For example, the note is better than soil is better. So there is no indication of a way to know that you don't have some variations from the standard in that.
I'm not. Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you again.